One saying goes, God may have created the world, but duct tape holds it together. Until now, though, there apparently hasn't been a medical use for duct tape. NPR's Richard Knox reports a new study shows it's the best thing for getting rid of children's warts.
Kids often get warts, and warts can be very hard to get rid of. You can buy acid drops in the drugstore to burn them off. Usually pediatricians use liquid nitrogen to freeze warts. But Dr. Dean Folk says that requires carefully spaced treatments.
If the parents are able to bring the children back every 2 to 3 weeks, usually you have a success rate of approximately 70%.
But it's not easy to make so many trips to the doctor. And then there's the fear and tears factor. Liquid nitrogen stings.
We were hoping to come up with a therapy that would be less scary for these children that were coming to the physicians, would not be quite as intimidating for them.
So, of course, he thought of duct tape. Actually, Folk heard about it from colleagues at the Madigan Army Medical Center in Tacoma, Washington. They said putting a piece of duct tape on kids' warts sometimes made them go away. But nobody had ever studied it scientifically. Folk decided to do that study. Half the kids had standard freezing treatment, and the parents of the rest were told to cut a small piece of duct tape and apply it to the wart for 6 days straight. Then, after a day off, do it again.
Well, we found that the patients that were in the duct tape part of the study, 22 out of the 26 patients, which was 85%, actually had resolution of their study wart completely. And those patients that were enrolled in the cryotherapy arm, 15 out of the 25 of those patients had complete resolution. Their warts completely went away after the end of the study, too.
So, duct tape actually worked better than standard therapy to get rid of warts. And there was a bonus.
We did have parental reports that despite just treating one particular wart, other warts that the child had disappeared.
Even the ones that didn't have duct tape went away. Folks says this actually makes sense.
I think that it probably works by causing a local irritation over the site of the wart. This irritation, I think, is probably stimulating the body's immune response to react against the wart and suppress the wart, therefore eliminating it.
Folk thinks it's an immune reaction to the adhesive on duct tape that does the trick. And duct tape works best because, as everybody knows, it's so stubbornly sticky that it usually stays on for a week's worth of child's play and baths. Folk's study appears in the current issue of Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, but duct tape therapy is already getting into some doctors' everyday practice. Folk, who's now at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, recently presented his results to pediatricians at a national meeting.
Once they got past the initial amusement of the whole premise of the study, then they were very intrigued, asked a lot of really good questions about it.
After his talk, Folk passed out instruction sheets on duct tape therapy.
A lot of them seemed very interested and said that they were going to take it back with them and try it out.
But there's no reason why you even need a doctor. Folk says as long as a child doesn't have eczema or isn't allergic to the adhesive on duct tape, it's okay to try it at home. And although there's no study of duct tape therapy for adult warts, there's probably no harm in grown-ups trying it too. Richard Knox, NPR News.